Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the relaxation of immigration rules in South Africa in connection with parents traveling with children.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to the Live Talk Diaspora Forum. This evening we are talking about new immigration rules in South Africa.
The South African government has relaxed rules relating to a parent traveling with a child without her partner. The government says there is no longer any need for parents to have affidavits showing that they are moving with their own children.
There's been an outcry over this issue, with some parents saying this will promote child trafficking.
And hundreds of children belonging to Zimbabweans are normally moved across the borders through the use of commuter omnibuses known as omalayisha.
To join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Ibokambe mahlabezulu lingalithola njani lapho likhona thina lapha ke siyaphila ye udaba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje sikhangela konoko ke osokwenzwe lilizwe le South Africa elithi nxa ulomntwana ofuna ukuthi uhambe laye usuka kwele Zimbabwe kumbe usuka kwele South Africa kumbe usenza konoko okufanayo unganelisa ukuthi uchaphe umngcele umntwana lo ongela incwadi zakhe eziveza ukuthi ngwakho. Kodwa kuyamele phela ukuthi uphathe i-passport yomntwana, umntwana abebelayo i-passport. Singathi ke phambilini kade ngathi emuva kade kula khona ukuthi nxa uhamba lomntwana omunye ke umzali abhale incwajana ukuthi ayi-affidavit yokuthi umntwana ngowenu, ngakho ke umvumele ukuthi achaphe umngcele lawe. So ke likubona njani konke lokho? Sizwa abanye sibili bakhonona bathi lokho phela kuza kukhuthaza ukuthi abantwana bajontshwe ngabanye abantu. Siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abantwana bathi nxa bevela kwele South Africa bafaka umalayija uzokuthiwa nditshele umntanami eGwanda, nditshele umntanami ePlumtree, nditshele umntanami ngaphi ngaphi. So ke akusoze yini khonoko kube inkalakatha yendaba yokuthi abantwana babesebeyitshontshwa kwele South Africa kumbe kwele Zimbabwe bechatshiswa imngcele into ezinjalo. Ye, kunjalo kwanti
urumende yeSouth Africa yakati iyo apachadiwa zvapo matsamba akawanda kana umwe wevabereki achifamba nomwana umwe mubereki pasina. Ndo nyaya yatoda kutarisa nhasi paDiaspora Forum kuti murao uyu kana kuti kunyevenyurwa kwakaitwa mutemo uyu kuchabatsira here kana kuti kuchanetsa, nekuti pane vamwe vabereki vari kuti izvi zvichakonzera kuti vana vabiwe kana kuti vanhu vabudiswe munyika vachienda kune imwe nyika zvisina mvumo pakati pevabereki vari vaviri. Ndo nyaya yachoda kutarisa iyoyeyo, nokuti pane vamwe vabereki vakadotanga kuridza mhere nenyaya iyi vachiti vana vachazopedzisira vabiwa. Zvikuru sei kati katarisa yedu ukama hwatinahwo, ukama hune Zimbabwe nenyika yeSouth Africa, ukama hune Zimbabwe nenyika yeBotswana, kuti ipapo pese apa pane vanhu vakawanda zvakadini vanobva kuZimbabwe vaakutogara mune dzimwe mune nyika yadzodzidzi. Saka nyaya yevana iyi yokunzi vanogona kufamba nomubereki umwe chete pasina zvapotsamba inobva kunomwe inyaya inonetsa, inobata vanhu vazhinji, nokuti vanhu vazhinji vane vana ivo vachigara kuSouth Africa kana kuti nzvimbo yakaita sana Botswana. Ndo nyaya yatiri kuda kuti titarise nhasi iduve.
Ye kunjalo ke zulukandaba uyakhuluma lapho kwande njalo siyazwazi ukuthi abantu abaningi bangani bayakhulukhuluma ngodaba lolu so siyazi ukuthi lo baba okuthiwa nomzana Ngqobotho Mabhena sikeza khuluma laye lapha ngodaba lolu wakhuluma sibili ukuthi hayi kungazani bakhona abantu ngani kuyabahlupa khonoko wena kukuhlupa kanganani ukuthi umntanakho adlule lomunye wakho emngceleni engela khonoko ukuthiwa i-affidavit kuyakukhathaza kuba ukukhathazi nxa le passport kwenele kumbe kuyafunakala ukuthi kube lokunye sifuna ukuzwa ngani asifuni ukuthi nasikhuluma kuningi lina yini elikhulumayo zulukandaba so ke nxa ule foni yakho sifonele khona manje kunombolo ethi 001-202-619-2077. I'm told that we have got our first guest, and that is Miss Diana Zimbudzana. Welcome to the program, madam.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. So tell us about this issue. What's going on in terms of the new rules?
South Africa, after having put in place regulations that did not allow parents or parents to travel with minors, that is children below the age of 18, without the consent of both parents and an abridged death certificate, has now relaxed those regulations to allow then parents to travel with children without the need for an abridged death certificate. So that is where we are at the present moment.
How troublesome is that?
It was for tourism. It really was troublesome because those in the tourism sector were complaining to the government even before the regulations were implemented. Mm-hmm. That such regulations were actually hurting the tourism sector because then parents would not be able to travel to South Africa for tourism purposes if the child did not possess an unabridged certificate or there was no consent from the other parent of that child.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a troublesome issue, such that for years the tourism sector was complaining for this on this basis.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Wande?
Saka kana makatarisa murau uyu zvakaitwa sokusunungurwa zvishomanana. Chamunoona sokuti chinganetse ipapa pachi chii chinogona kuitwa nemubereki umwe chete iko zvino izvi chavanga vasingakwanisi kuita murau usati wasunungurwa kudari
ndandichange kupindura mbvunzo wokutanga sokuti chaningaona chinganetse chii infact chinganetsa nechekuti chakakonzera kuti mutemo uvepo chaiva chokuti hurumende yesouth africa yaiti toda kudzivirira kutorwa kwevana zviri kusiriko pamutemo yainonzi child trafficking yekuti vana vanobiwa voenda vonotengeswa kune dzimwe nyika vachiitiswa chifambi kana kuti vourawa vachitorwa mitezo ichinoshandiswa mune zvakasiyana siyana saka vaida kudzivirira izvozvo saka izvozvo dambudziko iroro nekuti varerusa zvemutemo rinogona kuzotangazve kudzoka saka izvozvo zvinogona kuvepo izvozvo asi kuzve kune rimwe rutivi vaya vanoshanda kumatourism uku kwekushanyirwa uku vanenge vachifarawo kuti kuda vanhu vanouya kuzoshanya vachashanya vakawanda uye vachishanya nevana vavo saka zvino chikero chacho hachina kwachiri kunyanya kurerekera chiri kuti chikaenda kurutivi torekerazve kune rimwe rutivi
ko kana ndichifamba nemwana asiri wangu asi ari pakati pemakore ari kutaurwa iwaya ndisiri mubereki wemwana uyu pane chinodikamwa here kana kuti hazvichina mhosva zvese kuvabereki nevamwe vanhu vanenge vachifamba nevana
kana uchifamba nomwana asiri wako mutemo iyoyo unotokubata unofanira kupiwa mvumo nemubereki wemwana kuti uri kubvumidzwa kufamba nemwana iyeye nevabereki vake saka kana uri kufamba uri woga mwana nevabereki vake vaviri vabereki vacho vaviri vose vanofanira kunyokwa nyora aya anonzi maafidavit aya vachitaura kuti tabvumira nhingi 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 chitupa chake chekati nhingi nhingi anogara pakati kuti afambe nemwana wedu izvozvo zvakangobvira zviripo kubvira nyange mutemo usati wachinjiwa kuti haungangofambi nomwana asiri wako usina kupiwa mvumo nevabereki vacho asizve zvandareva kuti chikero chacho hachina kunyanya kurerekera kurutivi rumwe kana kuti nerumwe rutivi kuda havo vaya vanenge voda kuita zvichitotsitotsi kuda vanoda vanonge vozogadzira havo mapepa avo enhema asi hatingatarisiri kuti zvinodaro asi kungoti kubvumirwa nemubereki wemwana ndo chinenge chinotodiwa nemutemo
pane zvinganetse here kuna vaya vatinoti masingle parents nenyaya iyi pane zvingavanetse here
wangu pano gona kuita zvinonetsa pama single parent. Chinonetsa ndechekuti single parent uyu akazoita single parent zvafamba sei. Nekuti mwana ngari single parent akapiwa akapiwa vana nedare mushure mekunge vasiyana nomumwe wake. Saka iyoyo mitemo inenge yakaiswa ipo nokuti kana adara chipa munhu mwana rinopari nemitemo yakati zvakati 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 kana kuti mwana hafarire kuenda kwakati pasina mvumo yomwe mubereki kana kuti mwana hafana kugarisa kuno mumwe mubereki nguva yakareba zvakadai pasina mvumo yomubereki. Saka izvozvo vama single parents iyayo uyauya anenge atorwa umwe single parent anogona kuti haizvo zvanaka ikaini tore vana vangu uyo watiza uya nawo kuno mumwe mubereki uya asara uko manje kuti achati nyangwe akachimhanya manje mutemo unogona kumuvhikira asi vana vacho havasipo. Saka pano mukawo dambudziko iroro rekuti vabereki vanenge vari voga kana pasina kunyatsa kuirirana kuti vana vanodi panogona kubuda mamatambudziko anosiyana siyana.
Aiwa tinotenda chaizvo asi musabve pafoni tiri kudzoka kwamuri iko zvino izvi. Dube, I wanted to understand how this would affect a single parent. Mm-hmm. Where letters from both might not be available, mm-hmm. and she explained that it depends whether the single parent is official. In other words, was the parent given the children by the court, mm-hmm. which would make it absolute that that particular parent has got absolute authority. Mm-hmm. But then there are those single parents who just have the children, and that would pose a bit of a problem in this regard. Mm-hmm. Here we have a caller.
Yes, we've got a second guest, and that is Mr. Ngabuto Mapena. He is the chairperson of an organization called Zimbabwean Community in South Africa. Mr. Mapena, welcome to the program.
Evening to you, and evening to Future
7 listeners. Yes, I'm going to tell you that Utabalolu, lokuthi umuntu sengachapha nje ihamba lomntwana khonapho nxa eyedwa omunye wakhe esele ngekhaya chapha umngcele kwele South Africa kambe kubamba njani abantu konoko akubethusi
umthetho kumbe okukhulunywe ngukhulumende weSouth Africa khathesi ukuthi nxa umuntu efuna ukuhamba lomntwana kasadingeki ukuthi efike eborder akhiphe lokho supporting document ama-affidavit nama-birth certificate kodwa kumele aphathe i-passport yomntwana njengoba umuntu kumele aphathe i-passport nxa esiya engceleni kodwa ke i-statement esitshwe nguhulumeni we-South Africa bathi bona lawo ma-document kungenzeka nxa kulokunye okusolisayo e-border bawacele lawo ma-document yikho bayaxwayisa ukuthi loba ama-document leyo kumbe incwadi lezi zingasadingakali kakhulu kodwa umzali nxa yahamba akaziphathe ukwenzela ukuthi kungaba lokunye ongani nje kawuhambe kuhle ongani kufuna ukuthi kuchasiswe bazadayisela lezi ncwadi usifonise zona kodwa kawusonto esithi yona nxa unganazo lezi ncwadi akunyeke usahamba lo mntwana
kodwa abantwana basaze betshontshwe yini njengoba sokunjalo
lohlupho le indaba yokutshontshwa kwabantwana indaba ehluphayo ngoba bakhona abantu abavele betshontsha abantwana bakhona abantu abasebenza ukutshontsha ama-passport abanye abantwana abantu futhi kwesinye isikhathi loba betshontsha abantwana babadlulisa eceleni emngceleni bayabhadala amapolisa abantwana bephakathi kwemota bengangeni phakathi bayesebenzisa ama-passport lokho kuhlala kusenzakala kodwa uhlupho aluvele lukhona ukuthi nxa ngimzali ngihamba lomntwana umama womntwana engekho kuba nzima ngoba kuyabe kufuneka kube nama-affidavit kokusiba nzima abantu laba abaningi ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi abantwana abaningi bahlala nabogogo emakhaya abazali besebenzayo eGoli abantu nxa sebebuya ngapha besofuneka lawo ma-affidavit abazali bengasakwenzi lawo ma-affidavit lokho kuyancedisa ekuthini abantwana badlule kuhle eborder nxa kuyukuthi akhiwe indlela yokutshontsha abantwana kodwa lapho ukutshontsha abantwana ngenye indlela futhi okumele ikhangelisiswe thina futhi njengasingabazali sike siyibone ukuthi singavimba njani ukuthi abantwana bengatshoni.
Ye, siyawuzwa kakhulu. Sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana mnumzana. So, okay, what is saying, Mr. Mfoid? He's saying that parents are actually encouraged to carry some documents with them. Mm-hmm. In case of emergency, you know, some extra documents like, you know, some affidavits and all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But it's not a regulation now that they should do it. And she says there are fears that there could be some kind of child trafficking, and many people are concerned.
Yeah.
So I guess we've got to call her
like right now. The lady said that this might also, you know, restart this whole problem all over again.
Yes, so we've got to call her one day.
Okay.
Take the call.
Muripo, ereparu nare?
Muripo, magali.
Aywa, tiri nani? Tupitora nani?
Tupitora na Aaron Saidi, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Ah, magali nzenyu.
Kuna turugwa tatarika, na mojete.
Aywa, kwese kwese. Tiba tire. Tiba tire, unifungwaze, unipanya ya hii. Ka namuri mbereki yangu, enyi musiru mbereki. Muna iwona senya ya hii?
Ai nyaya ndiyo ona iri nyaya yakanaka chose. Nekuti vana vanga vapera edu. Vana vanga vapera. Saka ndirikuona kuti nyaya iyi nyaya yakanaka chose, nyaya inogona kuve chibatsira kune munhu ari wese kuti vana vave vachichengetedzeka.
Saka munoti vana vanga vapera, kana muchiti vana vanga vapera munorevei?
Nekuti vamwe vana vaiti vakaenda vozongozinzi vana kuno last time kune vamwe vakaita accident zinzi vana vanga vari mukombi yamaraiti havazodii zvazodii saka zvimwe zvacho hazvizobuda manje.
Saka kana vachinzi hapachadiwa magwaro zvinobatsira sei panyaya yamuri kutaura?
Zvinobatsira kuti mubereki anokwanisa kuenda nevana vake. Nekuti vabereki vaiomerwa kuti akwanise kuprocesa magwaro emwana ozodii ozodii anenge akaomerwa zvisingaite saka kuti angatirega nditungamire ndatungamira ndozive kuti mwana anga achiita wekutumirwa saka patiri kutaridza kuti zvinhu zvakanaka chose zvaitika.
Saka munofara henyu nechirongwa chitsva icho chichi chemitemoyo?
Aiwa, ichi chirongwa tiri kufara nacho.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo, tinotenda zvikuru. Amaizimbudza namuripo?
Hongu ndiripo.
Pane meseji yasvika manje pano apa ichitaura nezvamataura ichiti muri kutaura zvine njere chaizvo. Muripo?
Ndiripo.
Okay. Ari kurumbidza kuti zvamuri kutaura zvinhu zvakanaka chose asi dambudziko rokufamba nevana asina mapepa akakwana inokonzerwawo navabereki. Murume chaiye anotoudza mudzimai wake kuti auye nevana asi vachiziva kuti vese havana mapepa akakwana. Ndoona sokuti kuda pane pakusanzwisisa kuti nyaya iyi haisiri nyaya mapassports handiti?
Mapassports anotodikanwa kuti munhu afambe achienda kunyika yevamwe, unotoda passports. Zvanga zvakaitwa nehurumende yesouth africa ndezvekuti kana waifamba nemuaitakura passport ya unotakura certificate rake guru riya rinotadza mazita emai zita ramai nezita rababa wotakura affidavit kana uri mubereki mumwe chete ranyorwa nomumwe mubereki asipo pakufamba kwamaita nemwana muchitaura mubereki uye achitaura kuti ini nhingi nhingi ndabvumira ningi ningi wangu kuti afambe nemwana kana kuti mai vemwana kuti vafambe nemwana wangu kuenda kusouth africa kwenguva yakati kana kuzondishanyira kana kunoshanyira mumwe munhu zvichidaro. Saka chavabvisa havana kubvisa passport. Passport pamwana inotodiwa, vangobvisa affidavit iya nekufamba nebirth certificate rakareba riyariya ndo zvavabvisa, asi passport inenge iripo.
Tinotenda kuti matsanangura ipapo nekuti iyi imeseji yabva kuna vaCrispin Manganda. Ndinoona hangu sokuti vaita sokuvhenganisa mapepa emabirth certificate ari kutaurwa nenyaya yemapassports. Saka ndinoemba kuti vaManganda vanzwisisa tsananguro yamapa. Yes, Dube. One of our viewers, I think, he confused the issue of the birth certificate
and
the travel document, the passport.
Mm-hmm.
So he is rejoicing that this is helpful because the children now can join their parents anytime.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he missed the point that they are talking about documents like birth certificates or a letter from the
other parent.
Yes, mm-hmm. Not the passport. The passport still remains a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, Mr. Mbena, e-passport lapa iloki funangala. Ubatjela abantu sibili ukuthi uhamba njani ngoba kukhanya ngazani abantu abanye bathi i-passport ingxe yabe ngasafunakali. Akubatjela. Baba Mbena, ukhona ecingweni? Baba Mbena, uyangizwa yini? Kukhanya ngazani Baba Mbena, ucingo lwakhe bengani ukhona nje ngingazi ukuthi sokuhamba njani. Ungana samuzwa kuhle. Sizazi ukuthi kungayo imitshina yethu ime njani. Songani-ke umtshina ubanjwe ngumqando. So-ke sizathi simdinge. So-ke let me go back to Zimbuzana. So at the end of the day, there is this issue, Miss Zimbuzana, in Zimbabwe where there are so many children that are born in South Africa and they are of parents of Zimbabwean origin. So now they always put them in omnibuses called Omalaija and they always take them across the borders without proper documents. So this is the way that they've been doing things and they may continue doing it. So now what is the difference now? Because this law is a law, of course, but they've been doing things before that.
Yeah, it should not be encouraged. Actually, as I speak to you now, I just received a message that in Northwest, where I live, there are about 30 children, but I have not been able to confirm it.
Mm-hmm.
We have been found in a truck without proper documents. And there was a case recently which even went as far as the High Court about 12 children who were found in a truck. They were being, and that is the child trafficking that we were talking about. They were being transported to Cape Town by Umalaija. And that is not safe. Because then when that happens, how do you know that this Umalaija person is trustworthy enough to then be able to bring your child to you or not?
Mm-hmm.
Because what if he changes his mind and finds some people along the way who offer him more money and say, sell us these children? That can also happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to guard against such things. I would recommend our parents, if they want their children to travel safely, they must then obtain travel documents, a passport for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go and speak with them, the buses, and say, I would like you to transport my child.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the same thing is done with flights. You can fly your child from here, South Africa, all the way to Washington, but you just can't fly that child. You then make an arrangement with them, with the airline, to say my child is traveling to Washington and they are going to be, so and so is going to be at the airport to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
You do the same thing with the buses, because the buses are then given permits to ply the Zimbabwe South Africa route. So if mm-hmm. anything happens, you know how to report. You actually go with concrete evidence and say, this is the bus where I put my child and my child is now missing. Whereas if you put your child on Umalaija, if that person then decides to disappear, you have very little recourse through the law of then addressing that issue. So we do not encourage parents. I know that things are very difficult in Zimbabwe, and sometimes to raise enough funds to obtain a passport is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But it is better to then try and sacrifice if the parent really feels the child needs to be in South Africa with him, so that then that child travels safely with a passport. Because we also have issues of children who
mm-hmm.
are then forced by amagumaguma at the border to travel through the river, the Limpopo River. It's also not safe.
Mm-hmm.
You've got children who are as young as 6 who are then going to cross through a crocodile-infested river. And then after they've crossed, they then walk through the dark, through a national park with lions and hyenas. It's
mm-hmm.
not safe. So it is better than to sacrifice the money that we have. We try to make sure that our children obtain travel documents and then they travel the legal way.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller right now. Caller, kunjani baba? Hello, Magadi.
Tibatsire one pfungwa dzenyu panya yai.
Yeah, mazvitwa zvaitwa zvekutsop Africa ndikona zvakanaka here. Nokuti tanga tita mbuzi kana tita kuenda ni wana ndiki ndega unapanga pa zaiona uni mezuri zetu bosi kana ndani pamba ni ni bosi kichebili mwana wana na ipani tangu ni rasa tanga kata ndani rasa ilunga na tita mbuzi kafuti zino sagari tanga kana tita ndani pamba ni ni pasipoti yake kichebili ni kana ni affidavit ba lunga hivi nani hivi mangu ma document lunga kwa chini ta arifu
ya saka asi anditi ndinokumbira kuti kana makupindura mvunzo wangu mutauri sezvo shoma nokuti muri kunzwira tiri kunzwira yakure kure asi munoona here kuti nyaya iri kutaurwa pana pandiya ma birth certificate kana kuti tsamba inobva kuno umwe mubereki ichishandiswa nomwe bereki achifamba nemwana haisiri nyaya yamapassports munonyatso kupanzwisisa ipapo kuti ndopane mutsauko
okay ya ndipanzi
saka imimi kana takatarisa zvaitwa izvi chinokufadza ipazviri ndechipi uye zvine mhaka yei
ya chinokufadza pazviri ndechokuti ndakukwanisa kuti kana ndine mwana akaiirira ndokwanisa kuenda naye mumwe wangu undinyorere affidavit kana ndiiberega pane kuti ndifambe neaffidavit nebirth certificate sangana ndikada kukwanisa kungofamba neaffidavit pasina birth certificate ndichishandisa passport zvonga zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu tinotenda zvikuru
okay
yes. Ndodzoka kwamuri amai zimbudzana muripo Yeah. Mambotaura kuti zvanzi mimi munotya kuti kuda pamwe kunyemunzwa kwaita mutemo uyu kungangokozera futi ya tinoti child trafficking kuti idzoke. Chamungade kuona government hurumende yekusouth africa ichiita chii kumeka shuwa kuti uku vachirerusa zvinhu vanomekawo shuwa kuti kurerusa kwavaita kwa hakusi kuzora musuo wekuti vana vazobiwa vachiindiswa kwavasingafaniri kuenda zvisiri pamutemo ya taurai
zvinongodiwa ndechekuti mapurisa emuno musouth africa aite basa ravo nemazvo iri ragara ritori dambudziko ratinochema chema naro isusu tinomirira zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe nedzimwe nyika naivowo vanhu vemuno musouth africa vanochema chema kuti mapurisa edu aya dzimwe dzenguva haanyatsokuita zvakanaka pamutemo apa vanobvuma kuzopiwa chioko muhomwe asi handireve kuti vese ndoreva kuti vamwe vacho vanobvuma kupiwa chioko muhomwe saka kana apiwa chioko muhomwe paya paya nyaya yangotsikwa tsikwa unonzwa nyaya dzekunzi madhoketa ashayikwa zvinyi zvinyi saka isi tiri kutaiwa zvehurumende kana aisa mutemo wakadai kuti ichitidzivirira isusu vabereki nevana kuti pasawana chinowanikwa ngaitotevedzera mutemo wayo mapurisa osevenza zvakanaka kuti kana pachinge paine nyaya inenge yanzi yakati yakadai yamhangarwa nyaya iyi inokwanisa kutogwa igonyatsotariswa zvakanaka yoonekwa kunzi tazoona zvakadai zvakadai vana vaya vawanikwa ndo chikuru chachida ichocho saka tabva kumapurisa tinenge takatarisirawo vaya vaya vanoita nezve kumatare vatinoti maprosecuta vaya kutiwo vamire mire chaizvo vachimira kuti vaprosecute nyaya dzakadai kuti vanhu vanenge vapara mhosva vana muchuchizi vai vanhu vanenge vapara mhosva ava kana vachinge vabatwa nyaya yavo ikaenda kumatare hainokandwi panze pedare ichinzi ha tashayiwa umboo hwakakwana iye zvino nhasi chaenda anitoverenga nyaya yemwe anga anochengetedza uswa neinei pachikoro kusowetoko anonzi groundsman uya akapomerwa mhosva yekubata vana vanopfuura makumi matatu asi nyaya yacho yakandwa kunze kwedare nhasi achinzi vachuchisi vatadza kuya neumboo hwakakwana hwekuti nyaya yaiidi itongwe ibudirire saka izvozvo zvino tikaita nyaya dzakadaro dzakawanda ka vaya vaya vanotyora mutemo vaya vanotoona kuti apa pava zvinekeneka apa ndikatyora mutemo wangu ini ndogona ngoibuda nyaya yacho saka handingatyi izvozvo ndo zvatoda kuti hurumende yesouth africa itevedze vanhu vasungwe kana vachinge vapara mhosva uye nyaya dzavo dzitongwe dzisiiri
ya mazvita murambeni muri parunare miss zumbadzasis while they appreciate while they appreciate the loosening of the regulations, they are also calling on the South African government to ensure that the police do their work accordingly so that these children can be protected.
Now I've got a caller on the line. Sarbonan, ma'am.
Sarbonani.
Ninjani. Siyaphila sondele fonini yakho ukuthi sizwe mnandi.
Yebo baba sondele.
Yawubona ke akutsho ukuthi igama ngubani mama?
Mimi igama uEsther Nube.
Mhm. Yebo ulubona njani udaba lo lesixoxa ngalo?
Sixoxa ngalo udaba bengalalelanga
msana. Oye udaba lo ngolokuthi abantwana nxa behamba lomzali oyedwa sebevunyela ukuthi bachaphe kwele South Africa kumbe ungena kwele South Africa kumbe uphuma kuthwele umntwana le passport kuphela engalalokho kuthiwa ngama-affidavits. Kuqala kade kufunakala ukuthi kube la ma-affidavits atshengisela ukuthi omunye umzali uvumile ukuthi ungahamba lo mntwana. Aha.
Udaba lolu nxa ngithi ngiyalulalelisisa ngiyalulandelela udaba oluse kakhulu osolukhulule abantu ukuthi bahambe labantwababo bekhululekile. Njalo siyayibongela kakhulu inkuthazo eyenzakeleyo ngoba abantwana kade bethola nzima, abanye kade besalela ukuhamba bengela ma-affidavit kuvele ungachaphi lo mntwana. So siyabonga lokho okwenzakeleyo ukuthi kusilusiwe khonokho kwe-affidavit.
So ubona ngazani abantwana baseze betshontshwe yini phela into lezi ziyahlupha lezi?
Hayi ukuthi umuntu angatshontshwa ngumzali wakhe phela lapha kunomzali angabe ngubaba angabe ngumama. Umntwana angabe entshontshwe ngumama angabe entshontshwe ngubaba usezandleni ezidambulukileyo phela.
Qhubeka mama, qhubeka.
Ukuthi akekho engozini nxa kuyukuthi uthethwe ngumama. Nxa kunesiqinikeliso sibili sokuthi one of the parents nguye othethe umntwana, angiboni ukuthi kungayesabeka kangakanani.
Ye, lalela lapha-ke uthi uJethro Ndlovu uthini, usibhalele lapho umlayezelo. Uthi khona kuzaba nenkinga enkulu kumaZimbabweans azele lama-South Africans ngoba nxa sebeyehlukene ethandweni lapha omunye uyathatha abantwana achaye phansi labo siye eZimbabwe nakho kuhlupha khona.
Khonapho umntwana anto uyabe ngokababa kumbe uyabe ngokamama.
Ngathi ngabantu bobabili.
Ozakuthetha umntwana ngumama kumbe ngubaba.
Singazi khonapho.
Nxa ethethwe ngumama noma ethethwe ngubaba wachaya phansi waye eZimbabwe, nxa ethethwe ngubaba umntwana uyabe ekibo phela.
Aha. Kodwa konoku nxa ukuthi nxa sebehlukene kukhanya kungahlupha uze kuthiwa lo nika umntwana lo kanikwa ngumntwana so kungeke kwahlupha khonokho.
Kodwa mina nxa umzukulu wami elethwa ngumntwana ma ngumfana yajabula kakhulu.
So ke ye qhubeka
ngoba nxa kunjenje umntwana ezazalwa eSouth Africa enguzelwe ngumntana ma ungumfana angabi lelungelo lokuzafika ngapha uzafuna ama-affidavit lami khonokho akungeke kwamphatha kabi.
Hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mama, phosela okucina khonapho.
Hhayi asithembeleneni abazali umama lobaba bangathathelani abantwana kube lesivumelana phakathi kwabo bobabili ukuthi umntwana angaya eZimbabwe umntwana angaya eSouth Africa. Ngibona ngani ngeke kwaba lohlupho olungako khonapho.
Ye so ke nxa ukuthi singavala lawe khonapho utsho wena ukuthi uthe uyakuthakazelela sibili kakhulu lokhu njalo ubona ngazani abantwana basuze betshontshwe bangatshontshwa ke mama?
Ukuthi bangatshontshwa anti umthetho ukhona umsakazi. Yes, siyaye emthethweni ukuthi sibonisane ukuthi umntwana usejongile njalo umntwana nxa esesisemthethweni umntwana kufanele adingakala azotholakala ukuthi untshontshwe njani.
Awuboni ke ntombi endala, sibonge kakhulu ungadinela kusasa.
Nati sibongile tsaye ngichinda msangana.
Hayi siya kutinda mama sibonga kakhulu. Yes, so Ms. Ncube is saying here that she likes what the South African government has done. Mm. And she says if ever there is some trafficking, or maybe, let me say, if one parent decides to run away with the kid somewhere, mm. she says, anyway, it will be up to those parents to take the matter to the police.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
she says they have to follow certain kind of rules mm. and regulations of a country yeah. like South Africa.
Yes.
So I'm told that Mr. Mapena is back. Maybe we can pose a question to him.
Before I go to Mr. Mabena, mm-hmm. there is a message from Boas Jayaguru mm-hmm. Who is saying that passport pacharo rora kutakuti mwanande wani. Wa Jayaguru, ndo sata uzo wapakutanga tishitanga pachurongwa, kuti aisiri nyaya ma passport, inyaya yemvumo yokufamba ne mwana. Mwana unufana kufane passport, apana anenga singazive kuti mwanande wani. Asipani kipachiduwa tsamba inora kiza kuti wabiriki wasi wari waviri wabumira na kuti mwana aende parwendo. Saka njunuwe mba kuti papa hapa hapano kuna kututsana ngurirai nukuti message yenyu ya taona panapa. Yue tasukuti ya kaenda na padi vipenya ya ili mudariro.
Mm-hmm.
Wama Bena Mripo.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Bena. I'm fine. Hello. Yes. We were listening to Mrs. Mbuzana earlier on, who was yes. trying to, who tried to explain to us what she would expect the government of South Africa to do to guarantee or maybe to keep an eye on the children whose freedom of movement has been sort of enhanced by this regulation. Do you see that the South African police and the courts are well equipped to deal with the fallout from this kind of loosening of the regulation?
While looking after the children is the responsibility of us as parents,
yes.
Because what is happening is that, particularly now, because of school holidays, parents that are working in South Africa and their children go to school in Zimbabwe, they then ask overnight or bus drivers to bring along their kids. Some of these kids they normally come without documents. So it has to be the responsibility of a parent to say, if my child in Zimbabwe join me, I have to ensure that my child has got a passport, ensure that my child is accompanied, or I go and pick up my child for my relative who's looking after the child, the grandmother or someone who's guiding, brings the child to South Africa. Joins me in South Africa. So the issue of in a child to strangers with this currency, the issue which government says is that because if the grandmother of the child brings the child, it now waivers all those documents that were required in terms of affidavits and so forth, or if one parent is bringing the child or traveling with the child, the requirements are now waivered, and you can now simply use the government encourages that.
I think the phone is cutting, so maybe Mr. Mabena will call you back very shortly because our phone is cutting. So, Zakfonela Mtomtala, Ongamali, within the next 5 minutes or 2 minutes, we'll call you back. So, basically, nje okanye kusoba la lapha, ikuthi ye, abantu bakuthazelela lokho kodwa abanye bakanibaya kusola, kunjalo wanti.
Yeah, ine zvakawanda kumativi kwese. Tikatarisa mafambiro anoita vanhu kuZimbabwe vachienda kuSouth Africa topa somfananidzo. Pane kufamba kwakawanda vabereki vazhinji vari kuSouth Africa vane vana vari kuZimbabwe, vabereki vazhinji vari kuZimbabwe vane vana vari kuSouth Africa. Saka apa pachada kuti kana ari mapurisa vanoita basa nomoyo wese because pano yeah, freedom yavapo yokufamba. Asi zvatagara chingoona kwenguva yakareba nezvokuti vanhu vanofamba zviri pamurayiro havana problem. kune vanhu nevana vanofamba zvisiri pamurayiro ndokuona sokuti kuda pamwe ipapa apa ndopacha pachabuda problem.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was just pointing out that the ones who stand to benefit are those who are traveling legally with or without both parents.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem still persists on those children who are made to move from one country to another without proper documentation or like they say, illegally.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether we still have any guest that is on the line, but it appears as if we don't have anyone. I think we've got some challenges with our phones here, but we're going to call them back within the next few minutes. So there are some people who are coming on board here, and one of them is James, who says, you know what, gentlemen, the problem that we have is that Zimbabweans will always do whatever they think is necessary to transport their kids from one place to the other. Yes, I was a colleague Konapo. Pepe Dube, Gunjan Pepe, I want to connect to any, watch on a Lapocon. I would join to one and Tavaloru, Pepe Dube, Uspale Sivili, Stockton Perasvaneng. So, do you have any messages there on Facebook, Baba Wande? Will you message Kora?
Yes, but this one wants to, it's one of the listeners who wants to be called up. But there is a message from one of our, this thing. Let me look.
Yeah, okay. So while Mr. Wanda is looking,
Gulomunyo
futu baba lapa uti umakie. Umakie uti ya kunzima sivile mpilwe ni sipona ngazani kuna kwenzwe lilizwe le South Africa kungani kungasinatisa. So ke ukuthi sithatha abantu bethu besuka khona ngale tsholotsho abanye besuka khona ngale ke endaweni ezijeneyo ukuthi sibahambise lapha bafuna khona. So singazi ukuthi kodwa kuza sinceda yini. Kodwa sicabangela ukuthi abantu bethu bangepiwa bangatshontshophela ikakubhalayo lapha. So singazi ukuthi silobani icingweni khonapho. Caller, how are you? Any caller on the line? I don't think we've got a caller at all. So now, if you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. I will repeat the number again, 01-202-619-2077. Yes, I want to ukuthi abantu lapha bakhuluma, bakhuluma ngokunengi. Singazi Mr. Wande, ukhona ukuthi ule message kulapha Mr. Wande, kumbawula. So kanyazana Wande, lokho esadinga. Umlayezelo esithi ngathi singawufunda khona manje. Nxa sisikhangela ke abantu abahlala eZimbabwe baningi kakhulu and ukwenza ukuthi babe baningi ukuthi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe sokulesikhathi ulokhu bhidlika kancane kancane. Abanye abantu balanda ukuthi bayedinga imisebenzi, abanye bebalekela ugangadwa ngalo owayengumongameli uhulumente wakhe kamongameli owayengumongameli Robert Mugabe. So ngizokuthele uba uMabhena sephendukile lapha ecingweni. Mabhena kunjani? Uyangizokuhlakatesa.
Ngiyakuzwa baba Dula.
Yey, so akutsho ke Mabhena ukuthi njengoba ke sokunje okwamanje sokukhanya ngazani sokuvunyelwa konke konke lokhu kuzaphela yini kwabo Malaysia?
Ah, oba Malaysia kabusona kuphele ngoba abantu vele lokhu bengaplayi abantu babo ama-passport lokuthi esakunazelelayo ikakhulu abantwana baye babanjwa e-North West Province sathola ukuthi kulo mntwana oyine-2 years owayephathiswe omanayeja lokho kuzaphela nxa abazali babantwana bengaphathisi abantwa babo ebantwini abangaphaziyo kumbe bengaphathisi abantwana kubomanayeja kulapho kunohlupho khona.
Singathi sicela ukufaka khona konke ngesikhiwa sibili kulezi kulabanye abantu abangani bangakuzwa kuhle sibili kubeke ngendlela okubeke ngayo.
What this regulation means is that a person now can travel with the child using a passport without necessarily carrying all the other documents that are required, affidavits and so forth. But our experience is that because the parents work in South Africa, they normally ask public transport operators to accompany their kids. We find that a public transport operator, whom we call Omalai, will be having about more than 20 kids or so who are coming to join their families. We are calling on every parent to take responsibility of their children, not to give their children to strangers. If you want your child to come and join you in South Africa or in Botswana, please make sure that either the guardian of the child brings the child to South Africa, or you simply cross to Zimbabwe and go and pick up your child and bring your child to South Africa so that it becomes safer. Because it cannot be good for you to have a 2-year-old child being given to a bus driver to accompany them to South Africa. It cannot be correct.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Do you have a question for Mr. Mpena?
I understand.
Oh, it was like a common lover. What is it? Even for it, Gunjat. Come on, Mamma. Salvador. Yabo, Yabo, Linjan, come on.
Yabo, Baba. I see Nankuluma.
Gunjan, Wema. Yeah, Gunjan, Wema.
Yeah, Nantiline.
If it's on Bane.
Who's it and Dove?
Woman Dove, Gumbe, Moncosas Dove.
Unkosikazi kaNdlovu.
Right, Unkosikazi kaNdlovu. Akusitshele ukuthi khona kuzokuthathwa isinqumo lesi esokuthi umuntu sengathatha umntana wakhe azidlulele njengemngceleni umntwana ephethe ipassport. Kunalokho ukuthi kudinga i-affidavit ukuthi kambuyise u-10, kambunini u-10. Ubona njani kolokho?
Hayi, akukuhle kakhulu lokho okuyinto kolokho okwenziwayo.
Indaba.
Akusikho sibili.
Indaba.
Ngoba nje abantu singabe sokukhotha into eziningi sokudinga ukuthi uye emahofisini uyedinga lokhu lalokhu. Kanti kulokuthi abantwana bazidlulele.
Hayi, kanti siphela sebevunyelwe ukuzidlulela. Bavunyelwa sibili ukuthi badlule. Kodwa kumele umntwana abe le passport. Abe le passport. So lokhana kwama-affidavit lokhana akusela ndaba. Akusekho. Yehe.
Sofuza umntwana azidlulele.
Ye, umntwana nxa wena ungumzali, umntwana ule minyaka engaphansi kwevunyelwayo. Anti uyabuzihambela lo mntanakho kuqala kade kumele udinge ama-affidavit ubaba akubhalela incwadi ukuthi mina ngivumele unkosikazi wami ukuthi achaphe lo mntanami adinde emapholiseni right kathese akusadingakali konke lokho nxa kukuthi wena ulo mntanakho yilese ngumajority uhambe lo majority wakho lizikrosele nje eboda likholisa umntwana as long as ele passport.
Wo saka kufuze sidlule. So lapha nalibuza ukuthi kuroko kumbe ku right.
Ye kuroko kumbe ku right yini ukuthi kathesi sokumele ukuthi uzidlulele lo mntana wakho kodwa ele passport kuphela. Ungasela ama affidavit lana.
Kuhle phela nxa sokunjalo akusadinga into eziningi kuhle phela.
Kade lingakakuzwa yini?
Hayi kade ngakakuzwa vele ngithe ngiyavula i-ready hayi yara kade ngekezwa vele azange ngizwe lutho.
Ngilo baba uMabhena lapho osebenza imisebenzi enje. Akumbuzi ukuthi vele kuhamba njani. Akumbuzi sisi. Uza kuphendula kona. Umbuzi.
Ngicela ngiphasisele baba Mabhena ngendaba yenaleyo bakithi. Ngoba omama sithele nzima endleleni la.
Mr. Mabhena ukhona ecingweni? Umphendule umama ngamafitshane. Uthi akumchazisele ukuthi kathi sokuhamba njani. Bengakwazi phela udaba lolu kumama.
Uhulumende we-South Africa uthi khathesi uma uhamba lo mntwana kumele uthwale kuphela ipassport yiyo efunakala e-board. Lokhuya ukuthi uhambe ekwenza ama-affidavit uthwale ama-birth certificate akusadingakali. Kodwa bathi ungawathwala lawo maphepha ukwenza ukuthi nxa kungaba lokunye abakucabangelayo bewacele lawo maphepha abe khona. Kodwa ngase your requirement uthi uma ufika e-account and uthatha i-passport ufika laphana ku-immigration officer umqhubele i-passport yakhe njengomzali umqhubele i-passport yomntwana balikhela ama-passport balinike amalanga elifuna ukuthi liwahlale e-South Africa. Kawusadingakali ukuthi uqhubele u-immigration officer umqhubele i-affidavit umqhubele nama-birth certificate abantwana.
Nako-ke Mrs. Ndlovu. So uzathi kuzwe ngobani?
Ngizathi ngizwe ku studio 7.
Uzatshela abantu abangaki manje?
Ah, vele abaningi.
manje ule Facebook page kumbe into enjalo uhle bhala kathesi inkosikazi Dlovu uthi nguzwe ngapi ngapi sokunje sokunje
ngingalalwazi langikhona
hayi sibonge kakhulu ukuthi ubuyile emsakazweni utshele labanye phela umama
ngiyajabula shiwa kungena emsakazweni ibibele
phose lokugcina sibili phose lokugcina phela lamhla siyakunika ithuba lokuthi ukhulume okufisayo khuluma mama
nami ngiyabonga sibili umsakazi westudio 7 sibili esihluzela izindaba ezimnandi ezinje akade singakulindele ngithi waye phambili ngakho sibili amacebo anje ngoba ezindleleni lapha sithwele nzima sibili kade kunzima namhlanje sokulula siyabonga kakhulu elisenzela khona
awuboni ke estudio 7 uyazi ubani lobani
estudio atongamyeni
lobani futhi
lo jongani
Yeah, something. Hayi sibongile kakhulu mama. Ungathola kuse.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu shu.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke papai. So that is Mrs. Ndlovu. She's very happy that she came on board today and talked something.
That's
and good. She didn't know about this program. And so lucky enough there was Mr. Mapena to explain. So she says she's very happy. Because initially she was saying it's very difficult to cross with the kids. Because you need this, you need that. And they said, no. Regulations have changed. So Mr. Mapena to explain and all those kind of things. So she's happy that she came on Studio 7 and she knows certain fellows, right?
Yes.
Even
yes.
if her names, the names that she's announcing about, it's complicated.
Yeah.
But she attempted to say to Kamili and said it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead.
I'm interested in the kind of reactions that people are having, because it is a situation that could not be ignored. There is a lot of movement between, in this case, Zimbabwe and South Africa, and this is going to assist a lot more than it is going.
Let's go to Mr. Mabena to explain some of those things.
Yes. Mr. Mabena.
Yes.
I was just trying to tell Dube here that this new regulation is going to assist more than it's going to hurt. But still, we still remain with the fact that a lot of the children also, without documentation, proper documentation, are going to be caught in between.
Or maybe before you finish with Mr. Mapena.
Yeah.
We've got another caller. Just 1 minute. Mr. Mapena, hold on. Yes.
Can you hold Mr. Mapena? Hold on, please.
Let's go to this caller. Sabana, ma'am.
Yes.
Hello, madam. How are you?
Hello. Diripo, angu magadiko.
Diripo, jawala na wande.
Ora, ini tibaika baso.
Muno la kutibasira, rene ya yatina yoi. Chirikutaura nani?
Mutaura na mae mnyaradzi.
Mae mnyaradzi. Ya. Tipo ya ufugwazi enyua za mindazi mnenya hai mae mnyaradzi.
Ah, ufugwazi angu ndafala sere kumbo ndere ufoni angu nasi. Ufugwazi angu ndrugutenda urumende ya South Africa nekubisha kwa waita maa afite. Nekuti mazangu anga chinetera pekuti kana ukarambana nemurume iwe wawana basa ku South Africa wauda kuchiti ndione une mhikiri yevana yawakapuwa ukoti tizogara nevana kusvika vaita 18 years kuti uchiti kune murume chindinyorera afidavita ndiende nemwana ndawana basa rakanaka ndiraunogara nevana iye anobva aramba
Saka
zvinobva zvakuomera manje kuti woita sei nemwana iwe ndionenge uri responsibility yemwana mwana kune kwanenge achitambura iwe uri kusouth africa wakagara zvakanaka woshaya kuti wochiita sei manje kuti utumidzire vana nemabhazi vana ndopo vanozoita maaccident nekuita sei hapana munhu anozokwanisa kubatsira mwana wako kana accident yaitika saka hurumende yaita zvakanaka asi tokurudzira kuti sei vanhu vatorera vana mapassport pane kuita vana vekuposta vachipindwa nemukoto
iro shoko guru chaizvo Yes, aiwa, mai mnyarazi tinotenda namashoko yenyu nezvamabatsirana zvo zvikuru tinotenda chaizvo.
Aiwa maita yenyu tinambotaura mustudio makore ese ndinongofora ndisingambode ndifoni.
Haa, nhasi.
Yadisaizvesi me hozomboibwa kuti yataurwa kupi.
Nhasi, nhasi mazviwana, musaregera
ku. Nhasi mazviwana, napara chaizvo.
Tongona patichinzwa kwamuri murambe muchitiudza tichikufonerai. Yeah. Ah, my child, I want to not my Minyaradzi is
happy again.
Very happy.
Yes.
She is very, very thankful to the South African government for loosening this regulation because, you know, there was always problems with the spouses.
Especially those that have
separated. When she's striving to care for the children. And the children are back in Zimbabwe. So she's very, very happy about this happening. But she's also urging other parents to get passports for their children.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Which is very, very important considering, like we mentioned before, the movement of traffic, the movement of people between these two countries. So she's urging other parents to get the passports for their children so that they can also benefit to through this regulation.
And she also mentioned something
and security.
Like, you
well.
Know, whenever there are two parents that have divorced, it was difficult.
It was difficult,
for
yes.
somebody to go to that person to say, give me some affidavits. Now, Pepe Dube writes on Facebook, this is VO Indebele, she says, this is a positive development because previously some parents were taking advantage of the former enforcement. So which means some parents were actually, you know, gaining something out of the previous kind of arrangement.
It was, yeah.
Then Ubaka Chizani uyabhala lapha uthi siyabonga shuwa sebenze kwabalula ekuhambeni kwabantu. So Ubaka Chizani saying now it's easy for people to travel if that's the case, which is the case here. So now let's go to Mr. Ngabuto Mabena. Mr. Mabena, you know, when we look at some of these issues, can we say that at the end of the day, this is going to benefit a lot of people? And if there is some benefit, which people are going to benefit out of it?
Well, the parents are going to benefit in that, they will not have the hassle of looking for another parent to get the affidavit. So if it is charged in your custody or, I mean, if you stay with the child, you can simply take their passport and travel with them. So a lot of parents are going to benefit from this. But our call is that parents must be really budget $53 to apply for a Zimbabwean passport. It is affordable. If you want your child to come here in April next year, please apply today for a Zimbabwean passport so that you can travel using a proper documentation.
Yeah,
sekucelayo kubazali ukuthi umzali kaNanka nguye oba neresponsibility yabantu abakhe. I-passport yeZimbabwe $53. Umuntu kaplane ngoba ukuletha umntwana kuholiday aso accident ngabe ngasoyisa yokuthi umntwana abuye la ezokholisa eGoli abe nabazali. Kwaze umuntu umuntu ahlele athathise umntwana i-passport kulesi sikhathi. Xa umntwana sokumele ukuthi abe nabazali, umntwana abuye kuhle nge-passport, abuye abuyele kuhle futhi nge-passport. Akumelanga ukuthi ngeso mzanamuhla umntwana abetshayiswa i-double-up.
Ye, gcizelela khonoko komalayitsha khonoko ngamafitshane nje.
Okunye esikutshoyo ukuthi abazali kabayekele ukuphathisa abantwana kubomalayitsha. Umntwana njengoba ehlala nogogo wakhe kumbe ehlala nesinye isihlobo, bajetha imali ukuthi umntwana abuyele ugogo wakhe or abuyele esinye isihlobo. Kunokuthatha umntwana uyebhadala futhi inkalakatha yemali kumalayitsha, kanti imali yoyibhadala umalayitsha yimali eyanela ukuthi ingene ebhasini, ugogo nomntwana bangene ebhasini babuye ngapha eGoli.
Awubonge Mabena, siyabonga kakhulu. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Ms. Diana Zimbotsana of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum and Mr. Ngabuto Mabena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Thanks also to our listeners and viewers who also joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk in the Diaspora Forum. Join us tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night.
And I'm Tanuna Kawande. Until we get together again tomorrow, please take care and good night.